Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. We are back. And Roland.
Yes.
We have in this country today a conundrum in the sense that the explanation of measles and why some and some not are having their children vaccinated for reasons that are now trying to be explained by some various independent libertarian organizations who have a right to their opinions, of
course.
It's
not necessarily libertarian.
Well, I'm going to use that term and let them come after me for that one. However,
I'm going to start. Go ahead.
First on the list, the line falls behind Ronald.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions before you get into this is obviously going to be one. This is a Sabatino rant.
It's rolling up to one.
Okay. You have a young daughter.
Yes, I do.
Have you had her vaccinated against measles?
Yes, I did. When she was two.
Okay.
Two. Otherwise, she couldn't have gotten to school.
Well, there's another issue. That's the government versus personal choice.
But I would have, because I was, and she is a child with special needs, and I was a child with special needs. We didn't have...
You're an adult with special needs.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I'm still working on the rest. You got to... Every time... That's when they throw me out of the bar at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a long story. But the point is, seriously, ladies and gentlemen...
I'm sorry. I took you
down the old Afghan you-know-what.
Go ahead. However, so let's be serious about... We've got an issue in this country about measles.
You've got to understand, and hopefully our listeners do, that, and I'm going to fall to the term in the public trust. In the public trust is the term that's been used often for people who deal with the public community. And in the public trust, you also, as an individual, as a parent, must understand that as your child goes out into this world, and you yourself, you are dealing with the community. And it is your responsibility on whole, not always, but on whole, to be responsible to your neighbor. And for those who do not go for the normal, straightforward vaccine shots, and there are a number of them that children are given, okay, polio and all of the rest, they're all in there. They get them when they're children, 2-3 years old. The family doctor prescribes them, and they go and they give them the
shots. You got what do they call them, the three golden ones or something? It's rubella, pertussis, and tetanus.
Tetanus, okay. And all of these are very, very helpful. For your child's sake, but also the child that's sitting next to them, okay? And you are not only protecting your child, but you are protecting your neighbor's child. Now, for those who've gotten onto this bandwagon about measles causing various other problems with autism and all of the rest, there is no scientific evidence to support their claim. Absolutely none. Okay. I can understand they have some concerns, granted, and parents should always have concerns, okay? However, there comes a point in time when you must make a decision, and that decision is in not only the benefit of your child, but also the child's relationship to the other children that they will play with, okay? And they will play with those children, they will go to school with those children, and you must protect them as well. That is in the public trust. And these people, no matter what soapbox they stand on, cannot come up with a sensible answer that makes me comfortable with anything they've said over the course of this last week. And this has gone all the way to the White House, okay, on this whole question of the measles outbreak that started in Disneyland, okay? And it's getting worse, by the way. They keep adding numbers as we go along.
Well, to me, I find a little bit of arrogance from part of the medical community, which declared back in, I think, 2002, that measles was eradicated. Now, they didn't say, at least I don't recall them saying that measles were eradicated in just the United States. They said measles were eradicated.
Yes, but that was an inference just in the United States or in North America.
Well, but still.
I don't believe Canada has had any measles outbreaks since that period of time. However, you're correct. There is an arrogance on the medical community that because they are the medical community, we are right.
Well, also because we as Americans think that whatever we do then permeates throughout the entire world.
Correct, but it also the permeation of that also comes back to us with these people who come in from other countries who don't have measles measles vaccinations, and they are affecting, that's what happened with the Disneyland situation.
True. Well, can you conclude this for us?
I can say that speak to your family doctor, But please think about not only your child, but your child's relationship to others as they work their way through the school system, the community system, and your own relationship in the public trust is a very valuable thing to have in your conscience, in the public trust. And I'll close with that thought.
Well, it's a noble thought and one that people ought to take under advisement and follow their conscience.
Let us hope they do. Let us hope they do as we continue on here. Was that a rant, Roland?
It was close.
Close, but I did not get on the soapbox.
No, you were fine. You were fine. You got on the mount, but you didn't get on the box.
I got up on my toes.
Yeah.
Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, please stay with us. We're back.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
A study on work-life balance shows that men now experience more work-life conflict than women.
Welcome to the club, men. It's because society crams an old idea down our throats, work-life balance.
Here's why real men and women don't buy into it. It doesn't work.
Not in an age of dual-income couples, raising kids while caring for parents, increasing demands at work and home, and 24/7 technology.
So what can you do? Forget work-life balance. Integrate and synergize instead.
You don't reach big success at work or home. It comes at work and home. Sometimes great ideas for work will happen at home and vice versa.
So don't separate your worlds. Integrate them to find synergy. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Get set for spring with a free Lancome gift exclusively at Macy's. Receive new Visionaire, Definisil, and Biofacil. Choose a day cream blush and gloss duo in a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional duo. Visit your Lancome counter today only at Macy's.
Think green. Harrison with you. A study by Ohio State University is published in the Journal of Dentistry looks at the effects of home tooth whitening kits and what happens to your enamel from usage. They found that teeth treated with whitening products had lost between 1.2 and 2 nanometers of thickness, along with between 6 and 18% of their elasticity. Elasticity is a measure of the enamel's ability to recover from any applied force. According to Natural News, enamel is the hardest substance in the human body and is typically able to repair itself over time. But because tooth enamel is naturally translucent, the yellow color of the dentin beneath often shows through. And the bleach in the tooth whitening strips and gels attacks that natural dentin beneath, effectively bleaching it white, which, seen through the translucent enamel, appears now white. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.